A proposal to try and make Milwaukee streets safer will be introduced to the Common Council this week. The so-called Complete Streets package is in response to an increase in pedestrian deaths over the last few years and the perception that more people are driving recklessly. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach tells us that better street engineering is part of the safety plan.
One of the Milwaukee intersections that worries neighborhood groups is just north of Capitol Drive, where 35th Street, Hope Avenue, and Hopkins Street come together. On a recent afternoon, many vehicles seemed to whiz by at well above the posted 30 miles per hour speed limit. Many neighbors aren't happy with all the speeding. Kelly Coleman also says some drivers don't pay attention to the road.
A lot of times when people go by, they're on the telephone. Some people drive and do their eyelashes. Oh yeah, we've seen it all. So it's just dangerous all around, especially when you're trying to cross the street.
That's no small concern. State officials say there were about 60 pedestrian deaths in Wisconsin last year, a 20% increase from the year before. Nationally, pedestrian deaths have nearly doubled in the last decade. Coleman says she'd like to see a stop sign or traffic light at that 35th Street intersection. But she's also part of the Complete Streets Milwaukee Coalition. The group held a rally this month promoting the package going before the Common Council that will emphasize education, speed limit enforcement, and engineering to try to improve safety. City engineer Jeff Polensky says Milwaukee has already put a few streets on what he calls a road diet to reduce vehicle traffic. He says recently Roosevelt Drive, a diagonal street just south of Capitol, got a makeover.
We took a lane of driving out. We have a lane in each direction now instead of four lanes, and we added a bike lane, a buffered bike lane. So while it's not a complete roadway reconstruction, we have made an improvement in just how it operates.
Over on Roosevelt, it looks like some drivers get it, going the speed limit even during afternoon rush hour and staying in the remaining driving lane. But Jeffrey Sultan, who lives along Roosevelt and often parks his car at the curb, says there's still a problem.
Well, people who are driving slow, people behind them don't like that, so they always want to go around them. They need to fix it, because one day somebody's car is going to get clipped.
Or a person will get hit, Sultan says. Still, the National Complete Streets Coalition supports Milwaukee's effort to engineer safer streets. National Group Director Emiko Atherton says about 1,400 other U.S. communities have adopted the Complete Streets principle that the roads are for everyone. She says successful safety improvement designs vary depending on local needs.
So in a bigger city, you might see things like protected bike lanes, wider sidewalks with street trees that provide shade, but also cue to drivers to slow down because it narrows their peripheral vision. You might see bus-only lanes, you see wide crosswalks.
Atherton says roads in rural areas might add wider shoulders for bicyclists and other users. Atherton and City of Milwaukee engineer Polensky acknowledge that better designs can only do so much, and that's why they hope educational partners in Complete Streets promote driving safety to school students and to adults. Janice S., one of the activists at the 35th Street rally, says a lot will depend on whether more drivers listen to requests like hers.
You know, slow down, you'll get there. You're going to get there regardless, you know. And slow down, just so you don't hurt nobody. I mean, you know, that's not cool.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.